Good morning, 6:28 on Monday, the 22nd of July, 2013. I'm puffing because I'm on a record pace here, hoping to break 15 again this morning. Should be any second now. Come on. Pushing through. It's going to be close. Oh, come on. Ah, 15:05. Ah, well, it was worth a try. Still, that's pretty close to 15. That's real close to breaking. My legs are saying, you damn fool. So now I'll have to hobble for the second mile. So yeah, status. Greedock. Met. Oh yeah, 27,000, I think. I got another 2,000 yesterday, 2,300. So in a week, I've done about 21,000 words, which is more than half the book in a week. And I already had almost 6,000. Actually, I think I had more than that going into the week. So yeah, very effective week, very effective use of my scheduler, of my phone. It actually buzzes at 9:01. To let me know that it's writing time. And that's made a difference. So how's my Minecraft light? I think I mentioned it. It's my writing lamp. And a couple of times over the course of the weekend, my wife has come down and found me sitting with the writing lamp and said, oh, well, when you get up, when your light goes off, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And then she walked away. So, simple cue, simple visual cue. And the notion that because it's battery powered, I won't run it all the time, because I have posted hours for writing, and the probability of my turning it on outside of those hours is small. Now she doesn't feel quite so much like I'm saying, don't ever talk to me, because now she has a way of knowing when those times are without me being in her face saying, okay, I'm going to write now, shut the hell up. And I offer a prayer of thanks to Saint Fu. Wow. Yeah, that was a workout. So, good week. Good week, starting off a new week. This may be the last day for summer school, actually. So, going forward, I may not have to deal with taking the kid to school 4 mornings a week and picking her up at noon 4 mornings a week. 4 days a week. And then look, today will be the final day. And then we have 4 weeks, almost a whole month, before she has to start school in August. And it's not exactly 4 weeks, because she starts on the 15th. Trying to reoxygenate my bloodstream to feed my shins, which are saying, hey, what the? Oh. I'm thinking about an interaction that I've been having over on the Kindle boards. I haven't been on the Kindle boards for a long time. There's a point where being over there, you sort of have to step away for a bit because there's so many people who come to Kindle boards, come to publishing as a whole, but I think they come to Kindle boards with as much with an agenda as they do looking for information or trying to find answers to questions. They quite frequently come with the idea that, oh, well, if I participate in this community, people will buy my books. And no, nice try, but no. What it is a networking for writers. And while there are a few readers who visit Kindle boards, the Writer's Cafe on Kindle board, the reality is most of the people there are writers. It's the writer's ghetto. Morning. And so, which is fine. I think it has a certain place, particularly for people who are dealing with Amazon and issues of Kindle and the whole bit. But marketing is always the big one. Marketing is always, how do you market? How do you market? How do you market? How do you market? And what they're really talking about is sales and promotion. How do I get people to buy my book? Which is a subject I have a lot of very strong feelings about. In large part because I really believe that the majority of people are, for use like a better term, better phrase, doing it wrong. Now, I have to be careful, and I think I just overstepped that line on a post I left over there this morning. But I have to be careful to allow that, you know, everybody's different and everybody has what works for them. A lot of what works for people is largely the superstitious belief that what they're doing makes a difference. And what they do always has the same level of difference. There's some things that you can do in the beginning that are quite effective that are considerably less effective as you go along. The reason that places like Goodreads and other reader, quote, little air quotes there, reader communities are so, have such animosity toward self-published authors, toward indie authors, is that for the most part, the pool has been polluted by people who do not understand the nature of social media, who do not understand rules of engagement, who do not understand that buy my book is the surest way to get people to not buy your book. They get caught in this idea that if people don't know I have, if I don't tell people I have a book that they can buy, they won't know that I have a book that they can buy. And the reality is, well, maybe. Maybe. I'm not convinced that that's the case. I'm not convinced that that's the only way. I'm not convinced that that's the most effective way. I think that Monkpole, as I've talked about many times on this podcast, I think it's a confusion between mass market broadcast media and social media niche marketing. But in having this conversation over in the Kindle boards, something occurred to me is that, you know, I've sort of been thinking that I've been trying to leverage the trusted friend recommendations, the number two reason people buy books. But the reality is not exactly that, because I don't use, and what struck me was that I don't use social media to talk to people I don't know. This seems to be the general, you know, that's the kernel of it. I don't use social media to talk to people I don't know. So as a result, I'm not broadcasting. Although somebody looking at my Twitter stream with a long string of TMOOW hashtags on it might be confused. The reality is that that is a specific message to you all, that there is a file coming in the podcast stream as soon as I remember to punch the publish button. So it's part of an ongoing conversation. It's part of a communication, not to people that I don't know, but to people that I do. And it could be easily mistaken for a broadcast message. But the reality is, and having given it a great deal of thought, the reality is, I think, this is where most authors get in trouble. And it was W.H. Dean, one of the guys over there, is trying to convince me that what I'm doing is cultivating thought leaders, cultivating the influencers in the social fiction, in the science fiction marketplace to recommend my book. And to a certain extent, he is correct. And in another very more fundamental sense, he's wrong. Because while I am cultivating 1,000 true fans, and I'm relying on those true fans to spread the word, to grow the audience, I have not built 1,000 true fans out of heavy hitter influencers. Now, I've been blessed in that some of them have pretty substantial audiences. A lot of them are podcasters who have a few hundred or even a few thousand listeners. And so I'm lucky that way. But that wasn't the goal. The goal was not to find one person who can influence 1,000 people. It was to find 500 who could influence 2. And the reality is that that's a much lower bar. That's a much easier target. That's a much more realistic goal. That's a much more useful metric in dealing with an audience, in dealing with a fan base. The idea that I need to reach that one person who is going to boost me into the stratosphere, what I call a lottery level event. You know, that's all well and good, but the odds are against you. Whereas almost everyone can influence 2 people. Almost everyone who is a fan of the genre knows at least 2 other people who are also fans of the genre, who can reach out to people that they already know are fans of the genre, people that I don't know, and they can take the role of trusted friend and do the recommendations for me. And because they're trusted friend, so their messages are more likely to be received positively, and B, they're more likely to know who it is that would be interested. Good morning. They're more likely to know who it would be that's interested. So they're going to be able to target that recommendation, not to their friend who only reads Nora Roberts, who only reads romance, who only reads thriller, or only reads mystery. We're going to target to people who read science fiction. We're going to target to those friends that they know who read the kinds of things that I write. And so when they make a recommendation to a friend who regards them as trusted friend, about a genre book that A, the friend enjoyed, and B, is one of the kinds of books that the new friend also enjoys, that's going to have a lot more weight. That's going to be a lot more powerful. It's not like I'm calculating and manipulating. It's not like I'm callously establishing a, "Ooh, hi friend, have I got a book for you" mentality. It's more like, "Hey, let's talk books. Yeah, cool. I've got a new book coming out, and you might like it. And since you liked all the last ones, you've signed up for my listserv, so I can tell you easily. You've read my blog, you've listened to my podcast. You're in with the cool kids, because you know and like my work. And, yeah, what do you want to talk about?" So it works out. It does the job. It's more fun because, quite frankly, talking to people is a heck of a lot more interesting than trying to sell stuff to people. And so I don't try to sell stuff. And I think that's the part that particularly the marketing people have a hard time dealing with, because they are coming from a background that says, well, of course you have to tell people, you have to have a call to action, you have to do these three things, and you have to do it 7 times, and no, not really. Yeah, you know, on broadcast, sure, and this sort of cast a net and see what gets caught mentality of marketing, sure, I can see that. But that's broadcast. That's mass market. That's a model that can be used but it's not a model that is very efficient. It's also not a model that is very effective. So, yeah. Anyway, almost 18 minutes on the second mile. I did slow it down. I had to. It's Monday. We're going to get another 2,000 words today, maybe another 3,000 words today. Great Auk is marching along, and so am I. But tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.